Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
And now, listen to this on the Toddcast podcast.
Chances are you'll know Canadian TV personality Erin Sebula for a couple key reasons. She was once a reporter for ET Canada, that's likely it. She did pre- and post-game coverage on Global for Survivor, maybe that's it. If you remember a couple shows back in the day called Urban Rush and Makeover Wish, she hosted both. She was even in Michael Bublé's video for Haven't Met You Yet. She was the face of the lottery show home, the one that they give away at the P&E. And Erin was one of our very first guests. Great to have her on. We actually went to BCIT together at the same time, mid to late 90s. It was, of course, radio for me, journalism for Erin. So we're good friends. And she was open and honest in our interview, talking about how she got the job at ET Canada, her infatuation with former Vancouver Canuck Todd Bertuzzi, how Jared Leto is a great guy, why Foo Fighters, she thinks, are the most overrated band on the planet. We talked about a good rom-com. Oprah came up, washing salad in the shower. Odd, I know. And Erin talked about how actor Hugh Jackman, of course you'll know him as Wolverine in the X-Men, how he impressed her at a press junket. Listen to this.
I think he's great. I think he's a very talented guy, but I'm not, I mean, I don't think he's like, he's the uber babe, you know, of Hollywood or anything like that. But he impressed me so much. The first time I interviewed him, I had a double slot with him. So I had 12 minutes, which is a really long time at a junket. Usually you get 3 to 4, but I guess I had a triple slot. Anyways, I had some really great time with him. It was just a really good time, right? And just that banter and fun. And he was making fun of himself. He had just won the distinction of sexiest man alive.
Esquire or something like that.
I think Esquire's for the ladies.
Okay.
Like, right?
That's probably
like
why I know.
Sexiest woman alive.
Right? Yeah, yeah. Yes. That's probably why I know that.
So this one's for People Magazine.
Okay, right.
Yeah. And so, you know, and he was like joking about how he used to have stick legs and people called him Twigs and like all this fun stuff. And he was just really real and honest and awesome. And then this was what really got me. I did that interview at probably 9 a.m. I went back to my hotel room. I packed up my stuff. I was getting ready to go home. I get back in the elevator and the interviews are happening in the same hotel. I get in the elevator. There's Hugh Jackman. So I've spent 11, 12 minutes with this guy who in between 9 a.m. and 1 o'clock has probably been interviewed by at least, I'm going to say, 30 people.
Wow.
Right? I walk into the elevator and he's like, Erin, how was the rest of your morning?
I'm like, what?
What? Are you joking? Right? Because I thought, it's just another guy that's able to turn it on and be awesome and likable. But there's more to him than that, right? Mm-hmm. And I just went, like, I just high-fived him.
That's pretty cool.
I just high-fived him. He's like, what's the high-five for? I'm like, for remembering.
Like,
for remembering.
You just talked to like 30 people.
For just taking the time to remember, to pay attention.
Yeah.
Right? We all love that.
Like, yeah.
Don't
of
you
course.
Love it when someone remembers your name
of
when
course.
They've only met you, you know, for a millisecond? A
couple of minutes back.
Yeah.
What is your name? It's not dude, it's not buddy.
Yeah. Well, at least
is it
guys,
man?
At least guys can do that. What do you say to a girl you don't like me? What do I say? Hey there, girl. Like, what do you say? Hey, honey. You guys at least can say dude or
hey,
buddy.
Sugar toots.
Yeah, like what am I supposed to say?
Yeah.
I mean, it's those moments that stand out to me, right?
Like, of course.
Just taking things to the next level because there's lots of beautiful people. There are lots of charming. I mean, I haven't quite had my pants charmed off of me, but close.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the real authentic stuff that I get into.
Listen to this on the Toddcast podcast is brought to you by Tedco RV Supplies in Langley, an ICBC approved repair shop. Visit them on Facebook and Twitter at Tedco RV Supplies.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? what would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.